Hello, true believers. This is Stevie B for the Nerd of Godcast. In the allegory Hinds Feet on High Places, the author Hannah Hernard introduces us to a character by the name of Much Afraid, who embarks on a journey to the high places. The journey leads her through many adventures that challenge her self-awareness as well as her faith in the shepherd. Eventually, Much Afraid reaches the high places and is given a new name, Grace and Glory. This reminds me of the journey we all must face as we seek out our identity in Christ. Unfortunately, many of us settle for a life just knowing we have been given eternal life through the work of the cross. But our shepherd has prepared something so much greater for us. What if we truly knew who we are and what we were called to do? Every hero of all of my favorite comic books follows closely to this basic story arc, a journey of self-discovery, who they are becoming, as well as the realization of purpose behind their powers. Though most of these heroes face this journey, each of their stories looks very different. It's the same for each of us. Our stories are very different, but our journey is the same, discovering who we are and our ultimate purpose. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, we hear the Lord say, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." Our acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is only the beginning. There is so much more to our journey. It is full of discovery and adventure. Sure, there will be trials and tribulations. Absolutely, we will be faced with challenges that test our faith. There are many obstacles that will fill us with fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. We must hold on to His Word that assures us that we are redeemed and called for a greater purpose. Much Afraid's journey was a transformational process that helped her realize to whom she belonged, the Shepherd, who revealed her true identity, Grace and Glory, followed by her true purpose to share with others the truth behind the high places. In the same way, when you know whose you are, then you will know who you are. And when you know who you are, you will know what you are called to do. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Stevie B for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, don't go where the path may lead, go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.